Next, we will hear from Rob Lovejoy from Sanford Health. Rob is the Chief Operating Officer at the Sanford Thief River Falls Medical Center and has been in that position for nearly 12 years. Rob will provide updates and share how their localized medical center has impacted the greater Thief River Falls community.
Well, good evening. I wanted to share a little bit with you about my personal life history and show you how that ties into where Sanford Health as an enterprise system as well as Sanford Thief River Falls is going. It's really rather simple. We're growing together. We're growing together more services close to home. And I'm going to share a little bit about my past history and how we've connected those dots over the last 12 years. Back in January of 2006, I remember we first became what's called a critical access hospital. And what does that mean? It means that there are different funding sources and opportunities for us to be stable and strong in a community where the services are needed in the rural areas. And previous to that, we had never gotten there. We got there. In April of 2006, for the first time, we had 24/7 coverage of a provider, a physician, in an ER. I had not ever experienced an ER that didn't have that. In November of 2006, we made a deal with St. Francis to take on our long-term care facility. Because quite honestly, when you're a long-term care facility and you're attached to a critical access hospital, the funding goes away. And you can't support it. And it was losing $500,000 a month. But it was an integral piece of service that needed to be here. So we partnered with St. Francis. It was key. And look at today. In February of 2007, we added epidurals, and some people thought, what's the big deal? I'll tell you, if you've ever given birth, you might have an opinion. We added Omnicell to our ER. You know what? When my child is having an ear infection at 3 o'clock in the morning and there's nowhere to get the drugs that they need to help alleviate that pain, but suddenly there's technology that allows me to make that happen where I leave an ER with those medications. As a parent, that matters. We added a new pulmonary rehab program back in 2009. We became level 4 trauma designation back in 2009 of November. Why does it matter? Back in June 2010, we began a hospitalist program with the expense of about $1.2 million to our organization. Why does it matter? If your family member's in that hospital and you know you're going to have access to that physician, and they're going to see you every day, and they're going to follow up on you every day, maybe it does matter. In July of 2010, we became a part of Sanford Health. Now, that may not seem like a ginormous deal. That's my favorite word, by the way. I know it's not in the dictionary. But that was just the latter part of what we had gone through. You see, we had gone through a financial transition where, quite honestly, there was a risk of losing healthcare in this community. Some of you may or may not know that, but I knew it. And it was overwhelming. It was scary. How do you recruit without healthcare? When I came here with my family, we had never been here before. Thankfully, I had had experience in rural communities. My mother is from Devil's Lake, North Dakota. My father was born and raised in Lakota, North Dakota. So the rural concept wasn't that far from my experience. Had we not taken the steps to towards financial viability. Had we not taken the steps towards becoming a partner with MeritCare and then with Sanford, what would all this look like today? What would recruitment look like? What would your family's lives look like? Back in January of 11, we added occupational health. In October of 11, we added eye services. November of 11, we became a certified medical home. That may not mean much to you. But if your diagnosis is cardiac failure, CHF, asthma, high blood pressure, it might matter. You see, because we need to be proactive. And adding a medical home means that we have RN health coaches that are out there looking out for your care proactively. And we've integrated behavioral health services to that. Because guess what? I will be very honest. I am not overweight for any other reason than what goes on up here. It's behavioral. So how do we become proactive in that? How do we motivate me, you, and all of you to change? Change is not an easy thing, but it is required to grow. And that's what this community continues to go through. In July of 2012, we added athletic trainers, one of which we supplied at no cost to the local school district. Why would we do that? Because it's the right thing to do. Because sometimes as a not-for-profit agency, you can do that because it's the right thing to do. And if we're able to impact those children at an earlier age, then it matters. You see, I have a personal experience with that. When I moved here, I came with my wife, Kim, my best friend, and my daughters, Anna and Allie. Allie was a volleyball player and a great leader in my life. And she was hit by a volleyball at a very high rate of speed by an incredibly good hitter. Practicing. She had a concussion. And then, because we work in this community, we live in this community, we had this amazing thing happen where we supported growing and improving our schools by spending $50+ million to grow that. Unfortunately, at the same time, my daughter, Allie, was walking through the gymnasium because they were doing construction in the hallway. And shortly after, she had her original concussion, a basketball hit her in the head. And she had a second concussion. And as a parent, it was incredibly difficult. But here's the cool thing. She got the services she needed. She got them close to home. And only 6 months before that, we had trained one of our physical therapists to handle ocular issues. And what we found out was that Allie had an ocular issue and that had to go through physical therapy to get her back to where she needed to be because the headaches just wouldn't go away. I think that has value. That's why we do what we do. In September of 2015, we opened the Sanford Behavioral Health Center. It took over 2.5 years to convince the legislature to get approval to add beds to open a new hospital in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. The first of its kind. Something that hasn't happened nationwide in many, many years. You see, I'll go back to that behavioral piece. We're all special, but we're not that doggone different. And if you ever wonder what holds you back from doing what it is that you think you could do, it's usually up here. We have to change the outlook and the perception of what behavioral health services means in our community and across the nation. And opening Sanford Behavioral Health Center and getting our legislature to approve and support that and spending 4+ years of commitment to making that happen and having expanded services like counseling in people's homes through our community-based services, crisis services where we go out to ERs across Northwest Minnesota. None of us is immune to these types of situations. All of us have experienced these things. Does it matter? In September of 15, we moved our wellness center over to our southeast campus, our former clinic across from Walmart. Some people said, why? Well, wellness is about proactive health care. How do we get to a point where we're not just your service for when things are bad, but how do we help provide a service that prevent people from needing our services? Now, I'm sure if I pose to you gentlemen that your job is to reduce the amount of snowmobiles or electronic components that people purchase, you'd look at me and kind of think, But that is our goal. You see, the things that we do are focused on how do we keep you out of our ER and how do we keep you out of readmissions after you've been in our hospital. And that ranges to quality and community impact and partnerships. You see, you talk about partnerships. I have another daughter, her name is Anna. And I shared with Dennis earlier, I said, this is a four-year college, in case any of you don't know it, I can prove it. Anna had 2 years in to get her AA degree. Worked for DigiKey, was awesome. DigiKey even supported her moving to Fargo because she couldn't decide what she wanted to do. She got her AA degree, but now what? So she spent a year in Fargo. And DigiKey, a partner to my family, helped her be employed in Fargo until she came back one day and sat in front of my wife and I and said, guess what? I've decided what I want to do. I'm going to be a nurse. And I think both of us went, what? Because she always said, I'd never do that. That's not something I'd do. But see, people's perspective of nursing is the perspective they experience. She found out there's something called nursing and behavioral health. And she's currently employed as an LPN on her inpatient behavioral health unit, and she loves it. And she's about to graduate from North End with a degree as an RN. And she's very much hoping her next step is to be an RN on our inpatient unit in behavioral health. Does that matter? does to me. If I need the service, it does to me. And having a facility and an organization that supplies us with nursing at a level of quality and output that this college does is unheard of. I work in a very large system. We employ 28,000 people. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard other people in other locations saying, "What do you mean you don't have a nursing shortage?" Because we have a college here that supports that in our community and makes that happen and supports growth in our community. And all of us need those services.
We have a respiratory therapy program too.
Yes, you do. Which I might also tell you has been very beneficial to us. So why does it matter to you? This community is amazing. It's incredibly rare. I don't know that people really understand that when you bring the dynamics of business and services, whether they be healthcare or from our community, and you connect all those dots, that the opportunity is endless. My personal life passion is to stretch and grow people to do things they've never thought they could do before. If you were to ask someone in my family or most people I work with, there are days where they would look at me and go, "Here he goes again. He's going to stretch me to do something I never thought I could do before, or maybe just chose not to." The reason is because that gift was given to me by many people in my life. It's about paying it forward. You see, I never thought I would end up in Thief River Falls. I certainly, quite honestly, never thought I'd be in healthcare. I've been in IT and other industries previous to this. But 2 years prior to coming here, I had an opportunity to get into healthcare. And I had no idea how inspirational it could be in my life or the lives of the people around me. I think about what Sanford Health as an enterprise organization is doing. Genomics. I love it. Imagine targeted medication management with outcomes and significantly fewer side effects. Imagine not taking something because it's clear it won't work for you, even though it worked for someone else, because of your genomics. Imagine a cure for diabetes. I recall talking with my former CEO, Chris Harf, years ago when I first heard that Denny Sanford was committing $400 million to a little place in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and having a conversation with her about, wow, wouldn't that be cool if it was us? And then it was. It was a process. We did become Medicare. We did integrate with Dakota Clinic providers. We were stretched and grown. But for what I believe is the better of this community. But why does it matter? I'm going to share a little story with you, and I have a handout that you can all take with you. It's a story about a nurse that I've worked with since I've been here. Her name is Jill Labine. Leading up to Jill Labine's 50th birthday, life couldn't get any sweeter. Her first grandchild was on the way, and he wasn't gardening or antique shopping. She was with her second family at Sanford Thief River Falls, where she has worked as a registered nurse for more than 25 years. Quote, "Some people hate the thought of turning 50, but I was looking forward to it," she said. "I was going to be a grandma." And then this hit. Back spasms. Blamed on her physically demanding job from Jill, she made the assumption she was okay. She wasn't. Eventually, she bounced off the wall, and the pain was excruciating. "I never experienced anything like that in my life." Labine finally realized there might be something more serious wrong than just an achy back. And she was right. The MRI revealed 3 compression fractures, indicating an unusual level of weakened bone mass for a 50-year-old. Doctors pursued more testing until they discovered the true source of Labine's pain: cancer cells in her bone marrow. She was diagnosed with multiple melanoma. "I was a very healthy person up until then," Labine said. "I went to the doctor for my routine checks every year. I wasn't on any medication. I never had a surgery in my life. To go from this diagnosis to where I was?" During this time of uncertainty, Labine leaned on her faith, her immediate family, and especially her Sanford family for support. "I've been so pleased because I've got my family. I've got my coworkers and my Sanford family around me," she said. The network of Sanford specialists developed a treatment plan specifically for her. It included oral and chemotherapy in the form of a shot administered conveniently at Sanford Thief River Falls. "Being so close played a big part in me being able to get rest that I needed," she said. "As it brought her peace of mind to be cared for by nurses she knew so well. When I would go there, I didn't feel like I was in the deep, dark hole, because I would see them," Labine said. "Even with diagnosis and knowing that what's going to happen in my life, they brought hope to me. After the treatments and a successful stem cell transplant, she celebrated remission for nearly a year. I got back to work full-time in Thief River Falls, and everything was going wonderfully," she said. "My back was feeling great, and I liked that I was normal. But during a routine exam, her doctor found a soft lump in her breast, which turned out to be an aggressive type of breast cancer. Fortunately, it was caught early in stage 1. Labine's fight continued this year with chemotherapy, mastectomy, and radiation. Although she is disheartened and frustrated to battle a second cancer diagnosis, she knows she's in good hands at Sanford Thief River Falls. She's as close as ever with the Sanford Infusion Center nurses. "My Sanford family is right there with me, encouraging me all the way," she said. Labine knows more than ever how important it is to have services and facilities like Sanford Infusion Center available close to home. "Hopefully cancer will never affect a person in their lifetime, but it does. Having this facility is invaluable," she said. Services close to home. Growing together. I've shared with you over the last 12 years some of the major milestones that have happened. We opened a brand new hospital. Some of the community said, "Why?" I said, "Come look at the infrastructure in the old one." Our boiler systems are 60 years old. There's no parts left. The first week when I was touring the facilities, I had legal notepads because I knew I'd only get one shot at a first impression. And I toured everything. I looked in every closet, in every exam room, and I noted what I saw. And when I got to the roof of Northwest Medical Center with the maintenance individual that was touring me, and I saw the sprinkler that was running to cool the chiller so it wouldn't overheat in the summer. And I remember coming home thinking, holy. This isn't what I thought I signed up for. Why does it matter? It matters for Jill. It matters for us. It matters whether I choose to live in Thief River Falls, and whether I can house myself in Thief River Falls, and I can be employed in Thief River Falls. It matters. The partnerships matter and impact the future of this community. Not one of us alone can make that happen. It doesn't work that way. I'm proud to share with you that for the first time, Sanford Thief River Falls will be part of a cancer clinical trial as part of the Sanford Health Research System, so that we can do clinical trials for the first time in rural communities, where we have opportunities to try things that otherwise wouldn't come our way. We couldn't do that without being part of a large system. I am not telling you it has been easy. It wasn't easy becoming part of MeritCare. It wasn't easy becoming part of Sanford. It wasn't easy to bring our clinic and hospital together. But nothing of great value is. We continue to be working very closely with the Schuett companies in regards to our East Wing and our downtown campus. And they are investing dollars into the assessment with high hopes that we're going to see housing opportunities and an opportunity to reinvigorate our downtown in hopes that it can catapult movement forward in what that looks like in the future. We've expanded and grown in our wellness center, children's opportunities, families' opportunities. When I came here 12 years ago, there was nothing to do with my daughters in the middle of winter, one of whom was rather active like me. I won't say her name, but she might be sitting in here. We're moving towards a integrated pediatric service in regards to physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and psychology. And we'll be remodeling our downtown location on the ground floor to do so. Because the unique needs of these children is imperative for this to be a good place to live, for us to grow. We'll be expanding our services at Northern Lights Residential Treatment Center. Right now, we have individuals who are in that area of our service who are sharing bedrooms with two other individuals at the same time. We're a little outdated. So we'll be spending dollars to expand that service line as well. But why does it matter? You see, this year, my wife experienced something called a transient ischemic attack, TIA. It's a mini stroke. And with all honesty, I can tell you that 12 years ago, if that had happened, I couldn't have confidently looked at you and said, it's going to be okay. Today, I can't. because we have teams of individuals who worked on stroke readiness, cardiac care. I can live in Thief River Falls knowing that it's safe for my family to live here. And if I need, heaven forbid, to transport my wife or me or a family member or a community member, I can still meet the golden hour and have her in a cath lab and know that it's okay. See, it's all about family and community. Jill talked about the Sanford family. Guess what? This is a community, and that's what family's all about. So I want to thank each of you for the opportunity that I've had and my family's had. For my oldest daughter to become a nurse. For my youngest daughter, Allie, who had the concussions. She's graduating in May and doing her student teaching here in Thief River Falls in Miss Nelson's class. She's going to be a teacher. The opportunity in this community is rare, and we have this opportunity to take advantage of. So I call all of you to stretch and grow yourself to do something you never thought you could do before. This is our opportunity to step up, and we have everything we need to make it happen. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me and my family this opportunity. Thank you.